Alrighty, Barbara Pivarnik.
Pivarnik, right.
Okay, and my name is Andy Sistran. And you said, okay, you were born in Yonkers, mm-hmm. and now you live in Hartford.
That's right. And in between, I went to high school and college in the Bronx, so I'm always a New Yorker.
Okay.
And then I went to Boston. I was a Boston teacher and got my master's at BU, did a little work at Harvard, and finished my PhD at UConn and stayed there till, thank God, I'm back in the city.
So you're back in the city.
Back in the city.
Okay, and you found out about the Heritage Festival
from the Veterans for Peace.
Oh.
So Professor Coronado had contacted Jim Brazil, and I had just met them about a month ago, that group, because I'm part of a weekly vigil at the courthouse on Main Street in Hartford, a peace vigil. And Veterans for Peace had joined us during Lent, and that's how I got to meet them.
So you do a weekly vigil. Where was it again?
So it's on Main Street in front of the federal courthouse for immigration also. And it was started mainly by the Catholic Worker in Hartford, which was, I don't know if you know the Catholic Worker at all, but I can just quickly, the Catholic Worker was founded in 1934 in New York City by Dorothy Day. And there's houses that are peace, nonviolent community houses in the major cities in the United States.
And what was the name of that again?
It's the Hartford Catholic Worker. And the other, there were three people that were instrumental in founding, and I helped them as they were beginning 27 years ago to get that house in the North End. And so they are now involved with college students. I got them involved with UConn, with the Sports Husky program. And so Connecticut Law goes there. Many high schools go there. We'd love to see Central Connecticut come. They volunteered to be with the kids in the neighborhood and do sports activities, et cetera.
Okay, so when you heard about the Heritage Festival, bring anything to mind as far as heritage?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think working with students for most of my career, high school and college students, that it really is an inclusive world, and I think we do everything we can to sometimes make it not.
Well, what about your own heritage?
Oh, so my own heritage. Well, okay, so I'm 100% Slovak from Slovakia.
Okay.
That's all my grandparents. And my grandparents came on boats when they were 19, met here.
You see your parents? Is that
grandparents, to New York City, to Ellis Island.
On both sides.
So I was the first person that did not marry out of my heritage. Like, there was in New York we had the Italian area, and the Irish ghetto, and the Polish for safety and solidarity. And
so you were the first one to marry it up.
Yeah, kind of. I just say that tongue-in-cheek, but...
All right, so first one to marry outside of your...
I probably wouldn't... I don't know. I wouldn't emphasize that as much as the fact that when my grandmother came, she never saw her mother again. And she never went to school in Slovakia, so they weren't educated. She came from a farm. And they were very spiritual, religious, faith-oriented people. So she never had a letter. So now we think about, FaceTime, and I have relatives in New Zealand that you can keep in touch with as an example of far away. But the first time she heard again from her about her grandmother was 25 years later when she got a card in the mail of her grandma in her mother in a coffin with the date she died, because they didn't write. But they prayed. So prayer was the foundation of the strength that gave them the ability to come and make a new life in the U.S. And she and my grandfather worked in a carpet factory for approximately 40 years.
Carpet factory where?
In Yonkers.
In Yonkers?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
And how did you end up in Connecticut? Well, you moved here for school.
Right. So after I graduated from college in New York, Hunter College, then I got my master's at BU.
Right.
And I was a Boston school teacher and met my husband, and he got a job at UConn. So we moved to get to know the cows and nature. And it was a great, also a great community.
So your grandparents worked in the carpet factory, and your parents too?
And so my mom was at-home mom with six children, and my dad was a painter, worked for first Otis Elevator and then for the City of Yonkers Painting Public Schools.
Okay. All right. So, let's see, do you have any other stories about migrating here? Well, you already told us a couple.
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, I remember just one thing. My grandmother always said she was an American, and we nowadays imagine when we send our kids off to college, even from Hartford to Waterbury, you'd think that's far, or going to Massachusetts. But the fact of sending a child so far away and knowing you'll never see them again, I think is kind of incredible. And I know one of my graduate student friends at UConn, she had come from Tanzania to study, and she left her daughter behind for 2 years, never saw her, because the opportunity was here to get her degree and then go back and work in government there. But again, what we do for our children and what we allow our children to do for you. I have four children, and two of them live on the West Coast, and one's in Washington, D.C., and I always tell them they're doing God's work wherever they are, and just stick to their values and make a difference in the world, which is what we tell all the young people today. These are the leaders. These are our leaders, and I think it's a privilege to work at a university, to encourage and to know that Jacob will be taking care of me someday. I'll be like, do you remember me, Jacob?
Yeah.
I sat here with you. You were just taking notes. Do you think you'd get me some water? He'll be like, I kind of remember you.
Yeah, I
will
know.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not a veteran, are you?
I'm not. And so the association here, so I actually thought it was all about veterans or the peace movement is why they were invited. So I just brought, this is our military budget for 2023, so we can see where the money is going. And this is all online statistics.
Well, this is kind of off subject here.
Yeah, I'll just leave that for them, in case somebody might be interested. And just the other thing, as far as careers, you know, that we're all multi-talented, and you can be a lawyer and a businessman and then change your mind and decide to do something else and to realize how gifted we are and how gifted young people are, and just to have the courage to stand up and persevere in spite of hardship. So that's kind of my school counseling.
I
say anytime I have a college student, they become my victim.
All righty. Well, we got some people lined up here and waiting, so our time is up. But thanks for sharing your stories.
Yeah, very, very welcome.
Grab a lunch.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you already sign those before?
I did, coming in.
Okay, you did.
Okay.
All right.
Is there a place I'm going to be able to...